This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Great to see everybody back. Good to be back to regular schedule. We're having the Ion Shir, Masechet Ksubos Daf Yud Beis, which is one of the major sugyos in Shas. And we have some good news. First, I see Rabasi Klein just came on, so we want to wish him a Mazel Tov. He just had a baby boy. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. And also, some good news. We have the new Sefer Shemois. Some limited copies arrived in America. So this is available. You could get it directly from me. I hope tomorrow will be available online to order. The new Sefer on Shemois. It covers the whole Sefer Shemois. It's a pretty large volume, over 700 pages. And if anybody doesn't have the light and the splendor on Hanukkah, that's also now available from Art Scroll. Okay, we're going to do today the sugya of Bari Vishama Bari Adif. Or Lav Bari Adif. The Gemara brought a machlekes. If somebody says, I lent you a money. I know I lent you a money. And the guy says, really? I'm not sure. I don't remember borrowing it. I'm not saying definitely not. You know, with my memory, who could remember anymore? I can't even remember what I did yesterday. But I don't really remember borrowing the money. So Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say Chayiv. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say Pater. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say Chayiv. Bari v'shem bari adif. By the way, that means bari v'shem bari adif, even to take out of the hands of a mochsuk. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say Pater. We leave the money in the possession of the cheskas mamain. Right? So here we have machlekes whether bari v'shem bari adif is going to be moitzi from a mochsuk. Okay. That's the machlekes, whether Bari Vishem and Bari Adif will be moitzi from a mochzak. The Gemara then discussed whether this machlekes is the same machlekes as in the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah later, when we have a question about a woman who's pregnant and who the husband was, so Ram Gamliel and Rav Elezer say, she's believed to say the father was a Kayin. And Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, halacha is like Ram Gamliel. And the Gemara brought a statement that Shmuel said, the halacha is like Gamliel, even in our Mishnah. Even in our Mishnah, where the guy says, I thought you were a basula, but you must have been a ba'ula even before I married you. And it's a mekach tos. So Gamliel says, she's believed. Bari v'shema, bari adif. She's believed to say that she became a ba'ula later. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't believe her, but she's a cheskas ba'ula. So Gamliel says, bari v'shema bari adif, and in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, not bari v'shema bari adif. So Gemara says, it seems like Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, who say bari v'shema bari adif, hold like Ram Gamliel, and Rav Nachman, and Rabbi Yochanan, who say Bari Vishema Lav Bari Adif, they hold like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara basically tries to reconcile Rav Nachman with Ram Gamliel. That really Bari Vishema Lav Bari Adif, but in our Mishnah we passing like Ram Gamliel either because there's a Migui, there's a better Taina that he could have said, or she could have said, or really Bari Vishema Lav Bari Adif, but in the Mishnah she has a Cheskas Haguf. And when Chazaka supports the Bari, we follow the Bari. That's the sugya. And the Gemara says that halacha l'maisa, we hold Bari v'shema lav Bari Adif. If I say, you owe me $100, and you say, really, I'm not sure, you don't owe me the money, Bari v'shema lav Bari Adif. And halacha l'maisa, if a man says, you know what, you were a ba'ula before the Erisin, and she says, no, I was a ba'ula later, we say Bari v'shema Bari Adif with the Cheskas Haguf. So halach l'maiso, when there's a chazaka, we follow the Bari. When there's not a chazaka, we don't follow the Bari. Let's see Tosis for a moment. There's a very major Tosis here, and I want to simplify it. So I want to take you to Tosis Rav Huna of Rabbi Yehuda. And I want to bring you to Tosis' Kasha, Tema, the first wide line. Okay? Tema, Rabbi Yehuda Gufei Islei Bereish HaParah Afilu nizik amar bari umazik amar shema hamotzim echaver of haraya. We know Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say, bari v'shema bari adif. I say, you owe me, I lent you $1,000. You say, really? I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I don't remember you ever lending me the money. So, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, they say, chayev, that you're going to have to pay me. I say, I lent you the money. You say, you don't know. That they pass, Rav Yehuda says, you're chayev. And yet, Rav Yehuda holds that, let's say, a nizuk says, hey, your cow ripped my shirt. And the mazuk says, really? I don't know. I mean, he ripped your shirt? I wasn't there. I have no idea what my cow did. So, and I say, you know, maybe he didn't. Well, I mean, you say he ripped my shirt, ripped your shirt? I don't know. He's a good cow. You know, like you're walking down the street and there's this guy walking a dog, and you say, and the dog's barking like he's going to bite your head off. He says, don't worry, my dog would never damage anyone. Yeah, until the dog's about to, like, you know, eat the guy in half. Right, the dog. He's only killed 95 people in the last 3 days before he met you, but he would never cause any harm. Anyway, don't get me started with that. But if the nizuk is a bari and the mazik is a shema, Rav Yehuda holds hametzim echaver of a raya. That bari v'shema lav bari adif. You hear this kasha? Stiron shas. Rav Yehuda in our sugya holds that if somebody says, I vade lent you $100 and the person being claimed from says, really? I don't remember borrowing the money. So Rav Yehuda says, chayiv. And yet by a mazik and a nizuk, if the nizuk says, bari, and the mazik says, shema, hametzim echaver of haraya. That's Tosis' kasha. Tosis plays around with saying, well, maybe over here, Rav Yehuda goes like Sumchus, that Mamon Hamato B'Safek, you divide and you don't follow Cheskas Mamon, and therefore Bari will give you all the money, and over there he's going according to the Chachamim. But Tosis falls off of that, and on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line, Tosis says the Chiddush of the century. Tosis says there's two kinds of Bari V'Shemas. They're good baris and they're bad baris. They're good shemas and they're bad shemas. This is a major breakthrough in Shas. Tosfos says, V'yeshleimer, Dahasam bari garua v'shema toiv. There it's a lousy bari and a good shema. Because the lefisha mazik lo yoyosham toyin ze bari. The mazik wasn't there. The owner of the cow wasn't around. So therefore, the nizik says, oh, your cow damaged me. It's a bad bari. Because, yeah, the nizik knows for sure. Yeah, he knows for sure because he could make up a story and there's nobody to contradict him because the owner of the cow wasn't there. The shema de mazik toiv and the shema of the damager is a good shema. Because how's he supposed to know? He wasn't around. Dol havelei lameida. So when the bari is a bad bari, you know it's a bad bari? Because maybe the guy is claiming definitively, because why not? No, nobody's going to contradict him. The mazik was around. And the shema of the mazik is, it's a good shema. How's he supposed to know? He wasn't there. So then Rav Yehuda holds, bari v'shema lav bari adif. Hamotzimei chaver of haraya. You need a better proof. Masha'in kein in our Gemara. If I say, I lent you $100, that's a very good bari. I remember I lent you $100. And your maybe is, what do you mean? You're not sure? How irresponsible are you that you can't remember if somebody lent you money? If someone didn't lend you the money, you should say, no, well, I don't know what Allah Yadvar Mayoilam. But you're saying, oh, you know, maybe, yeah, maybe, no. What do you mean, maybe, yeah, maybe, no? Now, the bari of the Toyin is a good bari because he wouldn't have the audacity to look someone in the eye and say, I lent you $100, knowing that the guy could say, what are you, Meshuggah? What are you talking about? I don't even know your name. I never saw you before. So Tosu says, "Avamanali biyadcha habari toy v'ashem agarua da havalei leida hishino im chayvim lav." This is the side of Tosfos. They're baris and their baris, they're shemas and their shemas. In the case of Mazik and Nizik, the Nizik's claim of bari is lousy, because since the Mazik wasn't there, he could claim anything. And the Mazik's shema is a valid shema, because how's he supposed to know? Masha Inkain, if I say I lent you money, and you say I don't know, so the guy who claims to have lent the money, it's a very good claim. He's going out on a line. He's putting his reputation on a line, saying, you know, I know I lent you money. And the person who says they don't know, it's a lousy I don't know. Why don't they know? So this is the, I would call this the foundation. Even before we do the lamdas, I wanted you to be aware of this distinction between baris. Now, what would be if both the bari and the shema were good? If you came up with such a case, or if both the bari and the shema were lousy, we don't yet have such a case. But now let's take it from here. Let me see if I could bring up the Mara Mekaymais. let's see. Ba 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 da 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 da. Okay, here we go. So, Rabbi Chanan, let's start with Rabbi Chanan. What's the pshat bari v'shema bari adif? Is the pshat the person who says definitively has a raya, that he must be correct? It's like a proof. He makes a claim. So since he makes a claim, there that somehow proves that he's in the right. That's very difficult, that it offers any kind of biror, any kind of proof or evidence. What kind of evidence is it? What would the halacha be if a different Eid Echad said, Michael, you know, you borrowed $100 from Gladstein. Would you have to pay me? No, you wouldn't have to pay me. Eid Echad is not Neman B'Yisurin, B'Mamayin, right? One witness is not believed by monetary law. So if a different witness would come in, it would have no ramification at all. Then certainly the claim of the person themselves who says you owe the money should not have any ramification at all. He's a puzzle aid. If even a kosher aid has no credibility, then the person themselves who is has the biggest bias of all should not have any credibility. That's Rabbi Chanan's question. Miu ikur davar zeh de ikal leman de amar de mahani bari afil lahoitzi tzarech iyan minala ha. Why would anyone say that an Eid Echad could take out money from a muchzuk? Ma koichay shaha baal din lahoitzi b'tayin agreid de b'loi raya. What koyach does the baal din have to be moitzi mamayin without any raya? So I would just interject, based on Tosfos, it's not that he doesn't have any raya at all. There's some raya over here. Because the fact that he says, I lent you the money, and the guy says, you know, I don't remember. What kind of ridiculous response is, I don't remember? Either yes or no. If he didn't if somebody's claiming that he lent you money, well, why the guy says, you know, I don't remember. You know, it's like usually if you're having an argument with somebody, and somebody says, "Ah, this A, B, C," you know how you know you're right? If the other person maintains a certain position, and you bring in a new factor, and they say, "Oh, I don't remember exactly," so you know you just won the argument. I don't remember means I can see it. I'm wrong. You know, nobody would have the. It's like they don't have the. They want to cover up their dignity. They don't have the. They're too dignified to say, "Yeah, I'm wrong. I lied. I lied through my teeth. I really owe you the money." They say, "I don't remember." You know. So, but Rabbi Chanan is sort of asking, is questioning. that how could a Baal Din be Moitzi Mamon just with a Taina without a Raya? How is the Baal Din more believed than someone else? She'ein Eid Echad Kam L'Mamon. One Eid has no standing for money. Va'al Karchach Ein Zamidin Ne'amonos. It can't be a matter of believability. Di'efshir She'ein Baal Din Ne'amon Yoyser Me'achar She'ein Oy Baal Din. Right? The Baal Din, the person who's claiming the money, cannot have more believability than someone who's not. I just wonder, what would the halacha be if an Eid Echad says, you owe him money, and the response is, really? I don't remember. What would the halacha be then? If it's not Bari Veshema from the Baal Din to the person being claimed from, but it's an outside person. But Rebbe Elchanan says, it's not believability, but rather, a taina has a certain koyach. If I say A, you need to respond. And Shema is not a response. So it's not ne'emonos, it's not evidence, but it's the power that a taina has. If I have a taina and you don't have a response, then that's a certain koyach I have to take the money. Reb Shimon Shkop in Shar Vav of the Shari Yoshar, Perak Yurchas, he brings, V'nei inyin zeh shal bari v'shema loy matzanu rak behilchos toyein v'nitan. This is a law of claimy and claimant. Sha'atoyein bari tanosei adifa le'inyin mamayin. Someone who says something definitively, his taina is stronger. Devadai lamanda amar bari v'shema bari adif, enoi begeder birur. Because certainly, someone who says bari v'shema bari adif, it's not begeder birur, there's no evidence. Umikol shekein heicha da'atoyin shema hu shema toiv. Right, we know that some say even by a shema toiv, bari v'shema bari adif. Where is that? Rav Yehuda, who says Chayiv by Bar V'Shem Bar Yodif, would agree by Mazik and Nizuk, we don't say Bar V'Shema. But there are those who say that you do say Bar V'Shema. So there's no evidence. She'inu yachaleida eza haychach raglam adavar yesh b'zesh atayin emes. But rather the lumdus is rak b'mamayin hataina goy remes lahachzik. When it comes to monetary law, there's a halacha that we will put the money in the possession of someone who has a good taina, ulasheni einloi taina. But that has no there's no evidence involved in that type of approach. By the way, there's a interesting tshuva in the Igros Moshe Siman Chav Dalet that Rav Moshe wrote on the 10th day of Kislev, Taf Reish Pei Beis. What's today's date? Is today the 10th of Kislev? Nah, you can't make that up. What's today's date? Taf Shin Pei Beis. 100 years to the date. That's a good one. No? Nah, you're not impressed. Okay. I think that's really cool. It's not like I typed this over here. It's not like, you know, I made this for like a gimmick for the shir, you know. Yud Kislev, Taf Reish Pei Beis. Who wrote to Rav Moshe? Marenu Harab Eliezer Menachem Shach Shlita from Yeshiva Slutsk wrote to Rav Moshe Feinstein in Luban, Russia. Can you imagine? Rav Moshe says, my dear friend learns Chazaka and Bari, or Migu and Bari helps. Why? The Rav Shach explained in the din of Toyin V'Nitan. Rav Shach also learns like, Rav Shach learns like the Shari Yosher, and like Rebbe Chanan, that it's midin taina, that if one is toyein, the friend is mechuyev to respond yes or no. meaning in the laws of Toyein Venetan, if one person says something, you need to respond. And maybe is not an answer. It's just that Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, they hold that without a birur, it's not a taina, right? Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, they say, bari v'shema, lav bari adif. And you don't have to respond. But with migo and chazaka, the taina is a taina that you have to respond. So meaning Rav Shach understands the sugya bari v'shem bari adif, is that in the laws of Toyin v'nitan, when somebody has a taina, it requires an answer. Maybe is not an answer. That's the shita of Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan say, a taina without a chazaka is not a taina. Says Rav Moshe, I don't agree with you. Your yesoid is not mistaber. Mehechi teisi, that when you say something, I need to respond. Who says? Who told you that when you... By the way, if I would respond to everything people would tell me, we wouldn't have shir today. I wouldn't have to respond to... We don't have to respond to anything. There's halacha that I need to respond. What responsibility do I have to answer something that somebody... But Rav Shach learns that if somebody says, you owe me, you need an answer. And maybe is not an answer. Rav Moshe said, no, where does that come from? Rav Moshe learns differently. Rav Moshe says, that the parish of Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, it's better. So in other words, if we have a question, it's a davar shakel, that no one has more kach than the other one, and two people are claiming the money, one is maybe, and one is Bari, so it's not, it's that, okay, Bari is better than a Shema, so, you know, it's the best we could do. We don't know what to do. Well, what should we do? We should split it? We have a question. Yes, definite is better than maybe, so we'll give it to the definite. It's not that when you make a claim, there's a requirement that someone responds. It's that when we don't know what to do, we're going to go with a plan B. Plan B is that when you don't have witnesses, we'll go with whoever's better, and Bari is better than a Shema. Now, if one has more kayach than his friend, let's say the Bari comes to be Moitzi, so now they're not equal, the Bari can't take out. And Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda say, no, even if it's against the Muchzak, Bari is still better than Shema. The Pnei Yeshua seems to have somewhat of a different take on this. Pnei Yeshua seems to understand that Bari v'Shema Bari... So, again, Rav Shach learns it's a din and a taina. Rav Shimon Shkop learns it's a din and a taina. Rav Chana learns a din and a taina. There's a certain... A taina has a koyach. It doesn't... It's not evidence. It's not proof. But it has power in the laws of Toyein Venitan. And it requires an answer. Rav Moshe says there's no... It doesn't require an answer. But since we have a shayla about Mammon, Bari is just stronger than Shema. Pnei Yeshua learns, no, there's evidence in the Bari. I think Toisus is more mashna. There's a certain evidence in the Bari. The fact that you would go out on a limb to say yes when you know the other person could contradict you. You owe me money. The guy could tell you, you know, jump in the lake. What do you mean, I owe you money? I never met you before. You don't even have money. I don't borrow money. What are you talking about? And he says, maybe. How ridiculous is that? That's evidence. Listen to this Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, Lule divreyam ha'yanirali. Da'adu kamar v'hun v'yudu bar v'sham bar yadav. Hainu davka ba'oymer manoli biyadcha. Di'ika chazaka de'ein adam toiveya elo imkein yeshloi. There's evidence in a claim. A person won't claim something unless he's really owed. Why? We don't assume people are wicked and they're just going to say, hey, you know, you owe me $100. So the Pnei Yeshua learns there's a certain evidence based in the Bari V'Shema. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in Chidushei Rav Shmuel, He has a very interesting nafgamina between the lumdus of Rabbi Chanan and the lumdus of the Pnei Yeshua. If what would the nafgamina be if Bari Veshema is the koyach of a taina, or if it's evidence-based? He says the nafgamina would be if there's a manner of knas, if it's not monetary liability, but it's a penalty. Do we say Bari Veshema Bari Adif? Because a knas is not a chiyuv mamayin. It's a new chiyuv that Bezdin imposes. It's a psak Bezdin. And in order for Bezdin to make such a psak, you need evidence. So Bari Veshem Bari Adif is some kind of, there's some kind of biror, there's some kind of evidence, there's some kind of credibility, there's some kind of proof that the one making the definitive taina is correct, then that could apply even to knas. But if it's a din of toyein v'nitan, like Rav Shach said, or Rav Shimon Shkak, if it's a din in two litigants fighting over money, but knas is not that, then Bari Veshem Bari Adif is irrelevant in the realm of knas. I want to end off with one famous kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Let's say someone loses an item. Let's say you lose your pet turtle. I'm sure you have a pet turtle. And you lose it. And somebody finds your pet turtle. And what siman does it have? What do you have? The siman is that the turtle has four purple polka dots. Fine. Do you have to return a lost object with simanim? It's a gzeres hakasav. The Torah learns out from a pasuk, ad droy shachicha oisai, that darshehu imhu ramai, that you could return a lost object with simanim. Siman. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, famous kasha. Why do you need a pasuk that you return a lost object with simanim, even without a simon? Let's say I lost my turtle, and you say, really, Gladstein, what did the turtle look like? I say, I don't have any defining characteristics. Let me just see it for a second. Aha! Tony, the turtle, that's you! I can't believe it! You were found! I'm so happy! And the guy who found it says, yeah, but what's your simon? I don't have a simon. This is my turtle, though. So I'm a Bari. The guy found it has no clue. He's a Shema. Why do I need a Gzeres HaKosov that you return a lost object with simanim? Bari B'Shema, Bari Adif. That's a famous kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Interesting kasha, right?
Isn't that a weak Bari and a strong Shema?
Now that would be a weak Bari and a strong Shema. But according to the Shita, that by a weak Bari and a strong Shema, we say Bari Veshema Bari Adif. And by the way, even the Manda Amr that says Bari Veshema Lav Bari Adif, that's only when there's a Cheskas Mamayin. Is there a Cheskas Mamayin here? I mean, definitely this guy, this is like the weakest Bari in history, and it's the strongest Shema. Pnei Yeshua says this idea, Yesh Loimer, the Hasam Nami Loi Mashmalei to have a Gazan Bahachi, Afim Meshak and Mishum Demoyer Hetav Amr Chavroi Lab Midi Chaserba. That's not a Bari, that's not even a Bari. Because there's such a moira heter on the part of the guy who's claiming the object, because at least in general he says, you know, maybe I don't want to steal from my friend, but here he knows he's not stealing because the guy who he's taking it from definitely doesn't own it. So it seems like the Pnei Yeshua is like what Rav Nosson said. This is like beyond a shema garua. This is beyond a bari garua. Bari garua, okay. Bari Garua is Mazik and Nizik, where the Nizik said, oh, your cow damaged me. I mean, first of all, at least over there, Maybe he would be afraid to say it because he doesn't want to steal money from somebody, or maybe he's worried. Maybe the owner was watching. Whatever it is, but this is like a complete bari garua, because you have no hesitation to say it's yours because you're not causing anybody a loss of money. Anyway, that's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. And this is a little bit of some of the svaras of the sugya of Bari Veshema. Okay, everyone. Bez Hashem, tomorrow night, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, okay? Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great day. Kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.